Welcome to the May 6th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, full coverage of the 2011 Red Hat Summit. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele. The Red Hat Summit, the open source vendor's annual user conference, was in Boston this past week, and our full staff was there to get all the latest news on KVM and Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization. We learned that Rev3 will be out by the end of the year, and we got some of its density numbers. Rev3 will support 4,096 cores per CPU, 64 terabytes of RAM per host, up to 32 vCPUs per guest, and support for up to 64 coming at a later date, as well as 1 terabyte of RAM per guest and 200 hosts per cluster. Previous versions of Rev have required Windows Server to run its management component, but that will go away in Rev3, which should be good news for the open source diehards out there. Also at the show, our assistant editor Keith Kessinger sat down with Red Hat CTO Brian Stevens to talk about the company's virtualization strategy. Here's their discussion.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the virtualization community is pretty well understood, and I think, VMware's done a phenomenal job of sort of helping people understand what virtualization is and how what problems it solves. And I think, but what's happening here at Red Hat Summit is a little bit unique in that what we're saying is, yeah, we like the way we indeed believe that IT needs a meaningful way to partition and manage servers, and we think that building that around an open virtualization platform is the way to go for the future. So I think everything here is around bringing like-minded people together, users, developers, customers, Red Hat engineers, and determining what that open platform should look like. And I think we're off and running with a pretty good head start.
Right. And can you explain how virtualization fits into Red Hat product portfolio right now and where it is in the Red Hat's roadmap?
Sure. You know, we made a conscious decision that we thought virtualization is so incredibly important for IT that we wanted to do nothing that would prevent its adoption, slow down its adoption, because our goal is to make it be used pervasively on every server. Because if you couldn't put it on every server, then you can't make default assumptions around how you manage systems. So we did a couple of things. One is we said, so therefore we're not going to make it into a discrete product line all of its own. The management platform is a discrete product line, but we took the hypervisor capability and we decided to put that right in with Enterprise Linux with a open API around it called LiveVert. And so what that means is that, you know, the 20% of IT systems that are out there running RHEL today have integrated virtualization latent for when customers or ISVs want to be able to take advantage of it. So we think that's incredibly important. So there's no pricing overhead to all of a sudden be able to virtualize your systems. And then we're working on other things like performance and whatnot. That way, every application you can deploy on RHEL performs just as well when it's virtualized. So we think it's another unique approach that we think is going to help with, you know, pervasive adoption of Vert.
So Red Hat recently made the switch to KVM as its hypervisor. And there seems to be a lot of confusion around KVM. We recently had an article, and there seemed like users were kind of confused. Is it a type 1 hypervisor? Yeah. Is it a type 2 hypervisor? And because of that, there seems to be a lot of misconceptions about it. So could you tell the users maybe some benefits that they may not realize about the KVM?
Yeah, I haven't heard the type 1, type 2 debate for a while. And it was more of, I think, of a defensive debate as opposed to, you know, than anything else. You know, the way we looked at it was that, you know, Linux is powering just about any device you can think about today. It powers your servers, it powers desktops delivered by Google, it powers handsets delivered by Google, it powers infrastructure in your home, switching infrastructure, it's everywhere. So if that's the case, then why can't Linux, the code base, be used to build a great hypervisor? And so really, this wasn't about type 1 or type 2. This was about, why don't we take the Linux code base and build a hypervisor from it, because it shares many of the properties, and the OS shares many of the properties that a hypervisor has, and that's really what we did.
One of the things that VMware and Microsoft like to tout is that they have a vibrant third-party community to fill in some of the holes that they may not be able to address. And I'm sure Red Hat can say that they have the entire open-source community behind them. But obviously, Red Hat can't be everything to everyone in terms of management. So what are some of the areas that Red Hat's going to focus on when it comes to management, and what are the some of the areas that they're going to leave to open the open source community or third parties to kind of fill in?
Right, and that's a great question. The, you know, I think one of the things that we do is we, as we build manager platforms, we make sure that we design them to open APIs. And that way, again, you sort of create that opportunity for others that maybe think about management differently than you do to come in and create some value for themselves and for their customers. So that's incredibly important to us. And so we have many partners doing that today around the virtualization portfolio. But another thing that's true we notice with customers is that there's really this sort of 80-20 rule going on, that 80% of the customers only need about 20% of the features that VMware has built. And because of that, the adoption that our customers are able around Rev with its core properties of not just virtualization management, but live migration, start, stop, suspend, resume, full storage, topology configuration, and network configuration, they have, you know, the features that the feature set that they need to go into production today. And so what's happening, though, in the ecosystem is that what we're finding is that the VMware's ecosystem are increasingly being blocked from being able to integrate with the VMware platform. So VMware increasingly is competing with their ISV ecosystem. And I think it's just the natural progression of VMware's business. On the other hand, we're designing towards an open architecture. So I think that we're going to provide very natural ways for these ISVs to plug in.
In addition, I spoke with Naveen Thadani, Red Hat Senior Director of Virtualization. Here's what he had to say.
How would you assess the state of management for Rev, either your own offerings or third-party support, and what would you say are some specific areas that you're looking to beef up in terms of managing Red Hat virtualization?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, today, as you're aware, the Rev management platform, the Rev platform includes the hypervisor as well as the centralized management system that goes with it, right? And that centralized management system provides you with all the basic enterprise-grade features that you need to manage that virtualization system. So high availability, a system scheduler, power saver type features, you know, load balancing, image management, storage networking, provisioning, etc. So the core virtualization infrastructure management stuff is there. We also have, with the product today, an API that we support, which is the Rev API. We're further enhancing that, of course, as we go through our product development cycles and all that. But even today, that product, you can automate through that particular API. You can integrate other products through that API. And we're working with a variety of ecosystem partners that you'll see some announcements come out pretty soon. You've already seen a few of them that have hit the wire. But there'll be a lot more as we build up towards our next release and all that as well. So we're specifically building out in the areas of capacity planning, capacity management, security software as well that helps monitor some of that. And generally, those are the areas we're trying to build up at this point.
And the theme of this Red Hat Summit, I'd say so far, is cloud computing, with your two announcements around infrastructure as a service and platform as a service. Can you describe quickly why you think KVM is the best choice for the basis of a cloud platform? And do you think that Red Hat is at any disadvantage because VMware has such a head start in that area?
Yeah, so from the perspective of KVM, I mean, we the way we look at it is that any cloud solution needs a solid virtualization foundation. There's no question about that. The fact that KVM is fully integrated into the Linux kernel and we benefit significantly from the feature velocity of the Linux kernel, the scalability, the performance of the Linux kernel, security infrastructure built in, all that accrues very naturally to our hypervisor platform that's based on KVM. So we think from that perspective, especially when you start looking at cloud-specific requirements like the quality of service. So we have C groups and other things that allow you to specify the quality of service for a particular virtual machine that represents the service level that customers are going to see. We have SC Linux SVERT technology baked into the hypervisor as well that allows you that kind of multi-tenant, you know, security in that multi-tenant environment. That aspect is covered as well. And then it being open source, the cost dynamics so that service providers can offer the lowest cost service offering to their end customers and still maintain their margins is a very important dynamics from a cloud perspective. And I think KVM uniquely enables a lot of those. So from a virtualization infrastructure perspective, we really see that as one of the fundamental building blocks, no question about it.
That's just about all the time we have for now, but before we go, I wanted to share some exciting news about this podcast. Starting next week, we'll be expanding to cover desktop virtualization as well as server virtualization. And we'll have a new co-host too. Bridget Patello, the senior site editor for searchvirtualdesktop.com, will be joining me and Keith every week to share her news and thoughts on the market. Until then, I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.